Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1963, Americus, Georgia, 15 black girls joined a protest.
One for the matinee, please.
Negroes, get your tickets in the back.
We just want tickets to see the show.
Here comes a whole mess of tickets for each and every one of you.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Based on a true story, Push Black presents The Stolen Girls of Americus. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
She was an orphan, a servant, and a mother. But she also had her ears to the business world and soon went from a fly on the wall to one of the richest black women in history. How did she do it? This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Orphaned in 1823 at age 6, Elizabeth Gloucester was taken care of by a Philadelphia preacher alongside his 10 other children. She worked as a domestic servant, but she also observed the ins and outs of financial affairs. Eventually, Gloucester moved to New York and had 8 children of her own. And to provide for her growing family, she used her financial knowledge to open 2 successful secondhand stores and a furniture store. That was the first lesson. Never turn down a lucrative business opportunity. With this success, she opened a boarding house and eventually ran 15 of them. Never forgetting her roots, she used her growing wealth to host anti-slavery organizations. She fundraised for a black children's orphanage. She also donated to famed radical abolitionist John Brown, hosted Frederick Douglass, and supported freedmen's associations. Her crowning achievement was purchasing and running Remsen Boarding House, which housed wealthy clients who didn't always appreciate being hosted by a black woman. She dismissed the discrimination. They still had to pay her. Although excessive wealth isn't the end goal, Gloucester was worth the equivalent of millions at her death. And by ignoring what racists had to say about her, Gloucester took their money and was able to support anti-slavery and feminist causes. We can all learn a lesson or two from that. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.